Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Ev, the one thing, like, we talk about this in hockey. Like, I know not everyone's a big hockey fan, but you talk about the hot goaltender, right? That's a huge deal. If a team sweeps and moves on and sit around for days and days and days, that takes away from that team. We've seen it before in a lot of different series. We saw that, by the way, with the Rockies when they went to the World Series versus the Red Sox. They were demolishing teams, and then they had that long layoff, and next thing you know, they got destroyed by the Red Sox. The long layoff is not a benefit. It sucks to say that because you think you deserve something. You deserve something for winning division, for having the best record of baseball. But all that's given most of these teams is an early exit.
We saw it twice in the National League. We didn't see it one time in the American League, though the Astros had a hard-fought series. But what's really so difficult to figure out is that the Philadelphia Phillies, in their last 35 games they played, went 15-20. They were not good. You know, we talk so critically about the way the Mets played down the stretch of the season. They were better than the Philadelphia Phillies. They were just a flat-out better team, despite getting swept by the Chicago Cubs, despite some of the disappointments. And there was no sign whatsoever from Philadelphia that they were going to go on this run. You know, the Philadelphia Phillies got swept by the Chicago Cubs, too. That actually happened down the stretch of the season. But we forget about it now because all of a sudden, out of absolute effing nowhere, they won two straight games against the Cardinals, including pulling a game out of their ass in game one, and then won three out of four against the team they didn't really beat during the regular season. And the Padre thing is on another level because they got owned by LA all year long, and they were 21, 22 games worse. It's confounding, it's frustrating, but it's sort of, I don't know, weirdly makes me feel better because shows you that none of this shit makes sense.
Evan, I see what you're doing here, and I appreciate it. I'm sure the Rico Bronia audience appreciates it. You're grasping at straws looking for hope for the Mets, trying to tie this stuff in. Let me give you one here that people get pissed off at me, I'm sure, because this is like extremely negative. But I'm going to use the Cubs. 107 years, right? They went 107 years without a World Series. That means countless Cubs fans were born a Cubs fan and died a Cubs fan, and they didn't see the World Series.
No. You, listen, bro, you're
so
right.
It's not a given. I'm just saying, though, it's not as much, that's the other side of the coin there. I just want to give the morbid other, you're trying to say, well, if the Phillies
no,
do this,
I'm not,
Dodgers
but Loogie,
things can, nowhere, it's not a guarantee we're going to ever win. We can't draw based on the Phillies did this, the Cardinals did that,
no.
Braves did that.
I've never once said.
What about the Mets?
But I've never once said this means the Mets are going to win anything. And I'm not saying it to make anyone feel better. I'm saying it because I've thought about it watching baseball for the last week, how none of this makes sense. It doesn't mean I think, hey, next year the Mets are going to win 89 games and get hot at the right time. I think really what it means, here's the overall meaning. You have to find a way to get into this stupid tournament every single season. And that's got to be the ultimate goal. The ultimate goal has to be go out and make the playoffs every single year. Because if you give yourself a lottery ticket every year, doesn't mean you're going to win the lottery. But if you have a lottery ticket every year, you have a chance. And that's really what I'm asking for. Now, is that going to change how I view this offseason? Not really. I think we're still going to say, hey, they got to build the best team possible. I don't think it changes my opinion or your opinion. And I certainly hope it doesn't change the opinion of Steve Cohen, that they have to go out and just build the best team possible and hope that you win as many games as possible and hope that you play your best baseball at the right time of year. But I think it's just a reminder that in this day and age especially, just make the freaking playoffs every year and hope that one of those times you make it,
do you think
they get hot. Go ahead.
Do you think they need to change the playoff format a little bit again? I know, which is, it's the first year they're doing this, but do you think the 3-game series is affected? Do you think that they need to extend to a 5? That's what I keep on hearing from people. It's got to be 5. The NLDS
so
needs to go 7.
It's the first time I'm really moving into this area. Howie Rose was tweeting about it over the weekend, and he made me think, which is, can we really have a 162 game season based on everything we just said about the luck, about just get to the tournament? You are slowly going to move yourself into an NBA like regular season. And I don't want to be that. And look, I'm kind of a hypocrite on that because I'm a diehard NBA fan. I am into every game. So it's not like I take the regular season for granted, even as a basketball fan, because I still think there's relevance. You know, you still want to host as many games as possible, even though it doesn't guarantee you anything. You still want to have the highest seed as possible, even though it doesn't guarantee you anything. But I do think that you have to look at shortening the regular season. And then, yeah, maybe the return on that is making the postseason longer, which it's a weird thing to say, because if you make the postseason longer, you almost make it less special. But the longer a series is, the greater the possibility that the better team wins. And I do think that's the truth. So I saw Howie tweet the idea of cut down the regular season, have the wild card series and the division series both be best of five, and then the LCS and World Series best of seven. I mean, you could even take it a step further and say maybe everything should be best of seven. You know, as crazy as that may sound, and I know that means the playoffs would be really, really long, but maybe that means the regular season goes down to 142 games or something like that. I know that kind of ruins the stats, which is a big part of baseball and records and all those things we look at. But if we really are marching down a world where a team wins 111 games and gets bounced in four by a team that won 89, I mean, then eventually, and I'm not saying it would happen now, I think you want to see it happen over and over again. Eventually, yeah, you got to say, should we do something different?
Yeah, you don't want a regular season that doesn't matter where Pete Alonso's wearing a bright orange suit like Ben Simmons and not playing half the year. We don't
take shots.
Is Lindor, Alonso, and McNeil going to play a combined 98 and a half games in the year? I like that idea, Ev. I agree. I think you need to see a larger sample size. But if we have this occurrence where 100 when teams are getting bounced early because of the shorter series, there's an argument to figuring it out and making it longer series. Therefore, because let's be honest, I think if you take away our personal fandoms for the team, if you're just an overall baseball fan, you probably want to see the best teams advance. You want to see the best matchups, right? In theory, most years. Granted, once in a while to get that nice, great Cinderella run is awesome. But in general, you want the cream to rise to the top and the big teams to get there.
My dad asked me a very simple question when the Padres defeated the Dodgers. He said, yeah, great. I'm happy the Padres won. Is this good for baseball? Like a very simple question. Like, is this good? And I thought about it, and there's a yes and there's a no. I think for mid-market teams, for small market teams, for teams that win 87 games, it's absolutely great. Because unlike in the NBA, if you're in the play-in tournament, what the hell does that mean? You're going to get an extra game, and then you're probably going to get wiped out in the first round of your series, right? But I think that there's hope in baseball that even if you're a fan of, you know, in this year's case, they're not small market teams necessarily, because the Phillies spend a lot of money and the Padres spend a lot of money, but they were clearly not as good as teams in their division. The Philadelphia Phillies were clearly not as good as the Mets, clearly not as good as the Braves. Padres were clearly not as good as the Dodgers. And yet, voila, here they are. For teams on that level, it's freaking great. Where it sucks is if you're a big market team that's really good every single year. It sucks if you're the Yankees. It sucks if you're the Dodgers. And I hope it sucks for us, because that means we're there every year. We haven't done that yet. You know, so I can't even say it sucks for us, because, geez, one straight playoff appearance, that it's not enough to get arrogant and say, yeah, it sucks for us. The regular season, what a waste. No, hopefully it will. So I think it's good for certain teams and it's bad for other teams. As far as where we are right now, I think it sucks because we just watched a really good regular season that got spoiled by six games. That's the bottom line. I mean, you know, because as time goes by and we're a week out now from this season ending, I think more of me will admit, hey, that was a really good regular season, as much as we all want to say it was a waste of time. And ultimately it was. They did win 101 games. That is a really good accomplishment as time goes by. And ultimately, it freaking meant nothing because of six horrific games that they played where they lost five out of six.
Yeah, absolutely. And for someone like me, my mindset is, and you alluded to this on our show over the summer, I forgot when exactly, but you basically said, listen, we've seen this before. We've been in the World Series. We've been in the playoffs. I'm tired of seeing that movie. I want to see the one where we win. So to me, at this point, anything short of that is going to be a failure, is going to be a disappointment. As far as, yeah, the teams that, like a Padres or a Phillies, that it gives teams hope. Because what has always been the complaint with baseball, even though this is not true, is that, oh, if you have all the money and you spend, and you're going to win World Series. And we've seen other teams win differently, the Royals, the Astros, you know, that they built up by losing like 100 games in a year. So there's multiple ways to win. But so to answer your dad's question, like you said, it kind of is good for some, it's good for better. But what does baseball ultimately want? And we're going to find out. If we get a Cleveland-San Diego World Series, I think we know that the Nielsen ratings are not exactly going to be super high. So what I'm sure baseball wants is your Yankees-Dodgers, your Mets-Red Sox, you know, those type of matchups. Where in theory, you're going to, even if you don't get a large national audience, you're going to be in the big market states that are going to have high ratings. So I think ultimately, of course, baseball and all sports want their biggest, highest markets, big pay teams, superstar players getting there at the end.
Well, hopefully, if you and I specifically get what we want, we would be staring at a San Diego Padres, Houston Astros World Series, or as I like to call it, a rematch of the 1998 National League Divisional Series. That was a classic series. Remember that? Jim Leeritz, Randy Johnson, Kevin Brown. Oh, that was classic. And we get a rematch, except in the World Series, as odd as that sounds. So hopefully we get Padres Astros. We'll have another Rico Brogna in a couple of days, and I'll tell you exactly what it's about. It's about one thing, one topic, and one person. The next edition of Rico Brogna, which will be in your podcast folder or wherever the hell you get podcasts by Thursday morning, will be about Jacob DeGrom. Just Jacob DeGrom. Should they sign Jacob DeGrom? What a contract would look like for Jacob DeGrom. How they would replace Jacob DeGrom. How great Jacob DeGrom is. Our least favorite Jacob DeGrom moment. Our favorite Jacob DeGrom moment. Everything you could ever imagine about Jacob DeGrom and his future will be discussed on the next edition of Rico Brogna. Thank you, Thomas Lugauer. You can hear him with me and Craig 2 to 6:30 on WFAN Carton Roberts. And, of course, Pete with Tiki and Tierney right before us on WFAN. Thank you for listening to Rico Brogna.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Rico Brogna podcast. It's amazing, isn't it? Make sure you download it now to keep it on you at all times.